This is the Pacific Way podcast, bringing you stories that matter to the Pacific people.
The Pacific Communities Center for Pacific Crops and Trees, or CPACT, has won the 2022 Island Innovation Award for Innovative Island Research, which was amongst other milestone achievements for SPC's Land Resources Division in early 2022. As part of SPC, CPACT is the Pacific's main gene bank and works to ensure efficient long-term conservation of a broad range of genetic diversity of key crops and tree species of the Pacific region. The Island Innovation Award partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative to recognize individuals, organizations, and projects driving positive change for remote and island communities globally. The event was held virtually, and former U.S. President and founder of the Clinton Global Initiative, Bill Clinton, made the keynote address.
As part of its mission to help island communities create sustainable, resilient futures, the Clinton Global Initiative Action Network on Post-Disaster Recovery is proud to partner on the inaugural Island Innovation Awards, which will recognize individuals and organizations creating positive change for island communities around the world. Like CGI, Island Innovation helps drive sustainable development across island communities by sharing innovative projects and best practices. Around the world, the millions of people who live on islands are on the front lines of some of the great challenges of our time, especially as it relates to climate change and the increasingly extreme natural disasters. The goal of Island Innovation Awards is to elevate the voices, the work, and the ideas of talented individuals and organizations who are pioneering solutions to these challenges in their island communities so that the rest of the world can learn from them and replicate their projects.
There were 12 award categories judged by a jury, with the focus of the awards on sharing the how of success from the winners so other communities may benefit. James Elsmore, the founder and director of Island Innovation, presented the award to SPC.
And I'm now pleased to announce that the overall winner of this category is the Agricultural Gene Bank Research conducted by the Pacific Communities Center for Pacific Crops and Trees, CPACT, the Pacific's main regional gene bank. CPACT is located in Fiji and is operated by the Pacific Communities Land Resources Division. The center not only conserves the region's valuable genetic diversity, but also undertakes the important mission of distributing it, making it available for growers throughout the Pacific to use. The center has a strong research program, and currently research activities include the development of micropropagation protocols for sandalwood and pandanus, cryptopreservation of aroids, salt tolerance studies on swamp taro and taro virus research.
LRD's Program Leader for Genetic Resources, Longotondo Wanganabete, says the award is a great reflection of the innovation CPEC brings to the region.
Oh, it's a great recognition for the team. I think it's one we don't usually participate in all these global forums, but you know, for us to get this is like the first in how many years that this global recognition has come through, and it's a really huge boost for us as a team to continue to do our work well and continue to improve and be innovative as possible as we can.
In April 2022, SPC's first molecular lab was also opened by New Zealand Ambassador for Climate Change, Kay Harrison, on the SPC's Land Resource Division campus in Narere. This further strengthens SPC's capacity to serve our member countries.
Of course, being a gene bank also and having all these collections here with us, we need to understand the genetic makeup of each of the varieties that we have so that we can better understand how best to use them and how best to conserve them. So the genetic, the DNA or molecular lab will carry out functions such as genotyping the collection or really doing genetic characterization of the collections. And this will help us to really be certain of the unique genetic makeup of the collections we have, and therefore we can remove duplicate accessions, which will in turn save us the resources to conserve a wider a lot of accessions that could be duplicates. And then another key area is also to support our research work on how we can improve, for example, how we can improve our breeding programs and how we can inject if we see areas where there's the genetic makeup is a bit less, we can inject a new diversity to make the gene pool a bit more wider. And the importance of this activity is that it will build the resilience of gene pools in the Pacific.
Also in April, SPC was delighted to host the Australian Governor General David Hurley, who opened the new CPEC Biosecurity of Fiji approved post-entry quarantine greenhouse. The greenhouse, established under a grant agreement with the Government of Australia through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, will provide a number of important functions for Pacific plants and CPEC plant collections as the region emerges from 2 years of increasing agriculture and plant genetic challenges due to COVID-19.
And it's a huge boost for us, this new greenhouse, because it's increasing the capacity of our work. Before we do have an existing biosecurity greenhouse, but it's very limited, and as a result, we can only test a very little amount of accessions per year. With this new greenhouse, it's doubling the capacity that we currently have. So for example, from 200 accessions before, we can now test 400 accessions. And this will speed up the virus indexing process, which will also make sure that we make all the collections available for distribution.
CPACT is currently expanding its capacity to transform into a resource for agricultural excellence for SPC and its country and community partners. SPC's Director Land Resources Division, Karen Mapusua, says they work closely with member countries to identify and prioritize immediate and future needs of the region.
You look at the end game, and the end game is around climate resilience and food security and sustainability for our people, you know, nutritious food grown in our own soils. So that's the starting point, and working back from there, you identify what you need in place to be able to achieve those things. And one of course the key issues is finding the crops that are resilient to some of our climate challenges like drought potentially or salt. Other things are diseases that might potentially increase in different climate scenarios or diseases that currently exist. You identify those with the partners, and then you go, what do we need to do in order to identify the crops that are going to be resistant to these problems? I think one of the ways that agriculture has evolved over recent years, or thinking about agriculture, is a moving back to a real systems approach. You know, the scientific method is to break things down to its, you know, smallest piece and remove all variables, but we're recognizing that actually everything interacts all the time. So the way Land Resources Division is set up, dealing with all those parts of the production system, you know, from the soils, the way the animals interact with that, the type of plants, they are all part of that system. So we can provide a solution that is holistic, rather than coming in with, you know, one techno fix on one small problem without looking at the context that problem sits in. So it's being able to provide a whole package of services, which I think is really important and essential if we're going to be building resilient systems, and systems that aren't just resilient but are also helping us rebuild on some of the damage that's been done, some of the things that agricultural practices in the past have, you know, created issues like loss of soil fertility, erosion, loss of biodiversity. So we can provide everything to support that regeneration.
Since SPC's establishment of the Land Resources Division, the organisation has made considerable investments in supporting its members' needs in areas such as genetic resource conservation, biosecurity and sustainable agricultural extension. The increasing international recognition of SPC's Gene Bank through efforts such as the Island Innovation Awards will go a long way in creating more interest in the health of the Pacific food systems, both regionally and internationally. In the meantime, Ms. Longotono will continue with her research, confident that the lessons being learned in CPEC today will support the Pacific's sustainable development goals long into the future.
The Pacific Way is made possible by the member states of the Pacific Community. Additional support is provided by the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the New Zealand Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and the Government of France.